From North State Public Radio, I'm Andre Bayek with your headlines for Monday, November 21st. Governor Gavin Newsom is marking the end of so-called peak fire season in California. Speaking in Napa last week, Newsom said the state is pulling back firefighting resources this month, but remained mindful of 2018's devastating fire year.
When we were experiencing the ravages of Mother Nature and the fury that was Paradise and, of course, the Woolsey Fire down in Southern California, November fires.
Newsom says about 360,000 acres have burned in the state this year. Last year, about 2.5 million acres burned, including the nearly 1 million acre Dixie Fire. In other news, hundreds of California farm workers and growers rallied in Washington last week. They're supporting a bipartisan bill that would create a pathway to citizenship for the nation's undocumented farm workers. For the California Report, KVPR's Joshua Yeager reports.
Farmworker Mari Elston has never been to the Capitol before. The Delano teenager is there with her parents to urge lawmakers to pass the Farm Workforce Modernization Act. The Elstons harvest fruits and vegetables in the Central Valley, helping to feed the nation's families. But Mari's parents are undocumented and haven't been able to visit their own family in Mexico in decades.
They're, scared, knowing that if they go back home, they won't be able to come back.
The proposed legislation would create a new legal status that would allow certain farm workers to apply for citizenship after 8 years of agricultural work. United Farm Workers supports the bill. Here's spokesman Antonio De Loera.
We believe this lame duck session of Congress is really our best chance and also our last chance to get some sort of legal status for farm workers through Congress.
The bill faces opposition from some Republicans who say the border should be secured before immigration reform is discussed. For the California Report, I'm Joshua Yeager in Fresno.
A new state audit finds the University of California is moving too slowly in returning Native American cultural items to tribes. Cap Radio's Steve Milne reports.
Acting State Auditor Michael Tilden says despite some recent improvements, UC has not yet taken adequate action to ensure its timely return of Native American remains and artifacts. Returning the items is required under both the federal and state Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Acts. Government agencies and museums, which include UC campuses, have to give back their collections. Tilden says his office reviewed campuses at Berkeley, Riverside, Santa Barbara, and San Diego, and found they continue to maintain large collections. The audit recommends UC's Office of the President require campuses complete and submit detailed repatriation plans by February and have full-time repatriation coordinators by July. In response, UC says it agrees with the recommendations and will implement them. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
Moving to healthcare, California's nursing agency has approved rules that will allow nurse practitioners to treat patients without physician supervision. This shift could expand access to care across the state at a time when California faces dire shortages of healthcare workers. CalMatters health reporter Ana Ibarra explains.
Starting next year, nurse practitioners who meet certain requirements will be allowed to begin treating patients without physician supervision. Many people may not know, but currently nurse practitioners must enter into a written agreement with a physician who will oversee their work. This shift has been in the making for several years. The reason this is important is because California has a provider shortage, and less restrictions could mean clinics may be able to hire more nurse practitioners. There's also research that indicates nurse practitioners are increasingly choosing to work in rural and underserved areas. Of course, there are only so many of them, so researchers say another important piece is getting more nurse practitioners trained and in the workforce.
That's CalMatters' Ana Ibarra. And finally, immigrant detainees held in custody while they fight deportation are striking at two privately operated detention facilities, claiming that their rights are being violated. We again turn to the California Report. KQED's Farida Javala Romero reports.
In September, San Jose Congresswoman Sue Lofgren, U.S. Senator Alex Padilla, and about a dozen other California Congress members asked federal immigration officials to review complaints of abusive and retaliatory behavior towards detainees at two for-profit facilities around Bakersfield. 2 months later, the Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement have not yet answered, according to Lofgren's office. DHS declined to comment, and an ICE spokeswoman would only say they'll respond through official channels. Immigrant advocates say more than 90 detainees are striking at the Mesa Verde and Golden State Annex detention centers, which are operated by the private prison company The Geo Group. The protesters are demanding California's minimum wage for jobs like folding laundry, scrubbing toilets, even working as barbers, instead of the $1 a day they're paid.
I stand up against the unfair treatment. It's like the slavery rate of $1 a day.
That's Mohamed Musa from Egypt. He says GEO staffers held him in solitary confinement for more than 40 days for supporting the strike. Meanwhile, Pedro Figueroa says conditions are getting worse and guards are frisking detainees with more frequent and invasive pat-downs.
It's a constant invasion of our privacy, you know. We're not prisoners. We should not be treated as prisoners.
ICE holds people not to serve a criminal sentence, but to make sure they show up in court while they fight deportation, so their detention is not supposed to be punitive. A GEO spokesman says they follow all federal standards and that they're committed to ensuring a safe and humane environment at their facilities.
That was Farida Javala Romero for the California Report. And those are your headlines for Monday, November 21st. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For NSPR News, I'm Andre Bayek.